cracked bottoms, and missing heads. You've heard this before. One person's junk is another's treasure. I'd hoped to find some serious pickings when Paul and I traveled to an advertised swap meet. I thought swap meet equated garage sale or flea market, where everything from antiques to pickled beets would line the tables and booths. Not at this swap meet. Grinning people carried tire rims, bumper parts, and steering wheels through the parking lot. We decided to bail on the quest since our car has all the parts it deserves. And besides, we were in search of different treasure. Our quest began after a move, when we discovered that the lid to a clown-shaped cookie jar had vanished. The jar had been a wedding gift to his parents, and Paul has fond memories of sneaking cookies while his family watched TV in the living room. The lid was broken and re-glued a few times, yet that didn't lessen the emotional value. Obsessed with finding a replacement lid, he emailed every cookie jar club on the internet. He discovered a matchmaking site that does nothing but catalog people seeking cookie jar parts. It's a virtual dating site for lovelorn jars. I never knew there were so many bottomless heads and headless bottoms across the globe. Since no matching lid turned up, my cousin suggested Paul foray into the magical land of eBay. That's where Paul found success. And not simply once. Within a month, he had four duplicates of his cookie jar shipped from four states. Each one up for auction was in better condition than the previous, which is why Paul couldn't resist bidding. Between the exchange rate on the US dollar and the expense of shipping, we could have bought ourselves a new piece of furniture, or hired a couple of real clowns who'd make cute balloon animals for us while we clapped and cheered. Now we can have a clown jar in every room, Paul said with enthusiasm. Yippee. At least they're painted in different color combinations. When I told my cousin about our replacements, he laughed and said, "The problem is that you're still stuck with a headless torso. It just doesn't feel right, knowing there's a clown head at large. That's the stuff of nightmares." Thanks for reminding me. Oh well. Maybe we'll decide to move again. There's always the chance that a certain box marked cookie jars, fragile, might go missing. Send in the clowns.